force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
He told us where we stand. Flash Gordon was there in John's underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong. Fay Wray and King Kong got caught in a cellular jam. Then out of deadly pace, it came from outer space. This is how the message ran.
Justin McPatches, bitches. Do you have any idea what you're listening to?
Not for Air Radio.
With Justin Jordan.
And welcome to Underground Horror Radio. Ha! Kidding. I caught myself. Not for Air Underground. Here on PodunkRadio.com and on Podbean and Metal Zone Radio as well. But because it's fucking October, it might as well be Underground Horror Radio for the whole fucking month. I'm not kidding. I'm not fucking kidding around. This is it. This is my fucking month. I've earned this, goddammit. I had to sit through fucking 11 months out of the year with shit I really don't care about other than my birthday, my wife's birthday. Christmas is okay. It's a family thing, and I love my family. June's cool, like I said, my birthday. It's too fucking hot here in the summer. Fall. Fall is awesome. Halloween is awesome, especially if you're a horror fan. Above all else, as much as I love comic books, and I do, and I just went to PalmCon, which is pretty awesome. We'll talk about that. Well, that's more of Underground Horror Radio, but I'll still talk about it. As much as I love all that, horror is number one. I love horror. Horror is awesome because these horror conventions that have horror fans are a lot of ways like punk rock. You know, it's not the normal. It's kind of weird. You know, and metal. I'm going to count metal in there, too, because metalheads are awesome, too. You know what I mean? It's the guy that has, like, you know, a guy bleeding to death on his shirt. Is he a serial killer? No. Guy likes horror movies and games and stuff. So what? So it's like punk rock. There's that weird guy with the mohawk or the fucking tattoos or the... Well, nowadays, that's just normal. But you know what I'm saying? Plus, we have horror punk and psychobilly and goth rock and all kinds of cool stuff. So it's going to be an awesome month. We're going to rock out hard with all that stuff. That was the, well, I had back there knickers, I said knickers, like underwear, down. They did a cover of a Late Night Double Feature, which is off a Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is amazing. And that was a little bit of a Nightmare on Elm Street 8-bit game on Nintendo that I own. It's in the cemetery level. Anyway, I like 8-bit stuff. Anyway. Happy Halloween. I mean, I know it's the first. It's not, you know, we got 30 more days till Halloween, but go fuck yourself. It's Halloween. The whole month for us is Halloween. And like you know, I'm a horror fan year-round, obviously. I have a horror show just for that, plus conventions. But in the month of October, we all get to go, like, fucking, we're like normally level one, like a normal level year round, and then October we go like to Super Saiyan 4 or Super Saiyan. I think there's God mode now after the last movie or last two movies. I don't remember, but I mean, like, that's where we're at. We're like amped. We are like fucking pumped. So this whole month, this is what the show is going to be. It's all horror related. I might talk about some other stuff. I might even throw a couple tunes out there that aren't horror. I do support the underground. This is very underground, but it's October. Go fuck yourself. And I'm not kidding. Like, if you're like, oh, I don't like Halloween, fucking bye. I'm not fucking kissing your ass. Go fuck yourself. And, you know, that's my right. It's my fucking show. You know what? If you want to listen to people that do what that don't get to do whatever they want and have to listen to somebody else, go listen to FM. Whether, I'm sure the horror show is next they're going to steal. They're going to be like, welcome to Underground Horror, but they'll spell horror wrong, radio. And it'll be like an after show podcast. It's like, man... Boy, that episode of The Munsters was cool. Or, hey, we love The Walking Dead, won't you? And I'll be like, fucking whores. Fucking can't stand that. Still stealing, yes. They stole the show name, not for air. Podcast, really, not the radio. Anyway, fuck them. It's October. A lot of cool stuff coming up this month. As far as this show goes, not for air... my public, I did air quotes because, like, I fucking matter. But me doing stuff publicly, like, at shows and stuff for the month, for this show, it ain't happening. Everything this month is basically Underground Horror Radio. So, If there's any kind of haunted house tours or whatever, we'll try to make those. I got Halloween Horror Nights next week with the wife, our anniversary of her wedding last year. Spooky Empire on Halloween. We're going to be there all weekend. We are guests. We are going to be there doing author panels for Nicole's books. And I'll be moderating a lot of the panels for the other authors. A lot of Q&As, cool stuff with that. I'm also hosting, hopefully, I haven't got back yet, but I think I am, hosting a panel on how to do a podcast. I think I should know. I've been at it for 5 years, I hope. Plus, you know, we get to hang out with actors and party with our friends and be weird. It's going to be awesome. So if you have never been to Spooky Empire, that was my first convention 3 years ago. Was it 2012? So yeah, that's about three. 2012 was my first year. Fell in love with it, and it's awesome. And I've been going ever since. So that's that. Get ready for the Halloween spirit. I know a lot of people that listen to this show or listen to Underground Horror Radio already kind of know that, so that's cool. Why wouldn't you be? It's October. Anywhere that's not Florida right now has probably got cooler weather, so you actually feel like it's fall. We're hot still. It's about 90 degrees. And the sun's out, fucker. But other than that, it's cool. You know? And, you know, we're at the beach, but whatever. But, yeah, October. So, super psyched. But not just because, you know, Halloween's in 30 days, which is awesome. But the whole, finally, it's like, okay, it's here. So now everybody else is going to be like, all right, we're going to put on marathons on TV, on Sci-Fi and AMC, Fear Fest, or whatever. And there's just something special about watching it on TV, even though you own the fucking DVDs. And Blu-rays, which we do, or you have Netflix, which we do. It's still fucking cool to just be like, oh shit, this is on. All right. You know, especially if you're not doing anything anyway. It's like, or if you're like, I know a couple writers that write screenplays and write books, authors and stuff, that, or other podcasters that write for their comic or their show, Drew Edwards, who's an awesome guy, you know, that are trying to work. And unlike me, who gets distracted very easily, ADD, they might have it on the background. You know, oh, hey, it's on TV, I'll just leave it on. It's still awesome, you know? And now all the costumes are going to be out and, how, you know, all the displays. But now, of course, because of how things have been the last couple of years, and we also don't just get Halloween this month. There's Christmas stuff already out, which is bullshit. I don't hate Christmas. I really fucking don't. I don't hate it. Even though I work in retail, which I do now, I don't hate it. What I hate is the fact that they're all assholes about how Christmas is. It's like, you know what? You want to do it Black Friday? Cool. That's like an extra week in the month of, you know, December for Christmas. That's fine. Hell, you want to do it November? Okay. Dickish, because, you know, there's Thanksgiving. You know? But whatever. You know, that's the retail world. Fine. Okay. Cool. Pushing it in September, which I've seen, and now October, which is Halloween, is total bullshit. Like, just the world is so fucking stupid now that that's what we have to deal with. It's like, oh, well, we can't say Merry Christmas anymore because it might offend the Jewish people, even though it's been that way forever. And I don't really think the Jewish people gave a shit because the Jewish people have fucking Hanukkah. And, you know, they have Hanukkah stuff they give out, you know, or I mean, we sell. That's cool, right? But now it's like, all right, well, it's not Thanksgiving, it's like fall, a harvest. No, you fuck, it's Thanksgiving. Are you telling me after all these years, and I'm talking hundreds of years, that all that shit happened with the pilgrims and, you know, taking over the land and all that, now people are going to get butthurt? Now, after all this time, it's like, look, you know, it happened, it's done, move the fuck on. I'm not saying it's good, I'm just saying this is the... But we've been having Thanksgiving with football and fucking parades for the past... Since I was fucking before I was born. And now it's suddenly an issue. Oh, we PC police, oh no. Can't say Merry Christmas, you have to say Happy Holidays. Now, granted, I know there's more than one. I think there's Kwanzaa, and I know there's Hanukkah. And I know there's Christmas. But, again, It's fucking Christmas. You say Merry Christmas at Christmas. That's what it is. You're buying a Christmas tree. It's not a holiday fucking tree. It's a fucking Christmas tree. That's all there is to that. But that's going to get in further months down the road, which I'm not really doing the show that much in the holiday time anyway because I'm working so much. But anyway, but right now it's Halloween, the whole fucking month. And if you get these idiots on Facebook, which there are many, many of them, and these correct fucks that like to troll and go, no, Halloween's at the end of the month. I'm going to go, Halloween's, go fuck yourself. Halloween's now, motherfucker. I'm getting the whole month. And I don't give a fuck what anybody says. It's the whole fucking month. And that's the way it's going to be. Because Halloween is the last day of the fucking month. And we're going to celebrate all the fucking way there. So that's the way that is. If you don't like it, you can go fuck yourself. I respect you, more or less, not really. But I don't care. Now we're going to play horror punk and psychobilly because they said so. Here's 13 Shots from England. They're badass and they're friends of mine. And I interviewed them twice. So fuck yourself. Here's some good music. Bye.
You're saying the truth, but you don't know. What you see isn't fake. I heard on Discovery Channel that we're not alone. What's going on in them hills? Do you really know? 'Cause I do. She is a creature that we know. Punk Betty Yeti from the unknown. Undressed in black, set the toe in pink. She doesn't give a damn what the people think. That's our Betty. Well, all the men, they want the action. No stimulation. I heard her man play bass for ZZ Top. She likes the sounds of the bass line. They make her hot, they do. She is a creature that we know. Punk Betty Yeti from the unknown. I'm dressed in black, set to toe in pink. She doesn't give a damn what the people think. She's a punk at Betty, yeah. For people that disagree, so throw away your prejudged thoughts and join me on my knees. I'm watching all as she does her thing. The crowd will always say, Punk Betty, Yeti, you're one of us. So go Punk Betty, go Punk Betty. Go Punk Betty, go Punk Betty. Punk Betty, go Punk Betty, I'm sure you'll all agree. The show don't finish till Betty does. Oh Betty, you're so nasty.
blues, girl, you're all gray. Little hip wrapped around your heart. Downtown in need of thee, lost to the night. Electric touch to you, burning their glow light. The blood that wanders down your arm, thanks. Little hip wrapped around your heart. Whoa, I'll take you up into my arms. We can't ever fall, we feel I keep waiting there for you. Black cat tearing up my arms, you sat drowning alcohol. Sounds like a good time to you. Whoa, 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 whoa.
ear. Let's see if y'all remember this fucking song. I play it, which next month, in November, there is a 13th that lands on a Friday. And to celebrate this awesome year of three Friday 13ths in 1 year, it's pretty fucking cool. So to celebrate, I will be playing on Ustream live. And I'm going to play until I fucking beat the game, I hope, of Friday the 13th on Nintendo. We all remember that, right? Me and Tom played it last Friday the 13th, which I think was back in March. And then we watched part 6 and commented on it. Nicole was out of town. Anyway, Underground Horror Radio, besides the show, I'm doing a movie a day for 31 days, just a mini podcast, like 10 minutes long. It's on Bandcamp under Underground Horror Radio. It's already up. I did one episode for the first, which is Halloween H2O, which came out in 98. I'm not doing like the most popular. I'm doing ones I like. And I like that one. It's a good ending to the series. It was a good ending to the series until money came into play and fucked everything up, and then shitty two shitty remakes. The reason why I hated Resurrection is because it fucked up the original series. We had a great ending in H2O. It was perfect. Jamie Lee Curtis came back. Everything was good. And I had to fuck it up. So anyway, fuck it. It's Halloween the whole month, and what's cool is that this show is going to air on the 29th at the last for the month on the 29th, 30th, 31st. Yeah. So that's pretty awesome, right? Start on the 1st, end on the 29th. Four episodes, 4 weeks. So really excited about that. So it's fun. Halloween is fun. Horror is fun. The radio show should be fun. Sometimes I get all bent out of shape and, swear, and I'm like, goddamn, I really wish the fucking shithole poorhouse would turn into a fucking Dollar Tree. Stuff like that. Anyway. So growing up, one of my horror inspirations, besides Blockbuster and Matt, my good buddy, was, besides Mystery Science Theater, which is awesome, that on TNT, Turner Broadcasting Network. No, that's TBS. Turner Network Television. Good old Ted Turner. He used to have the show that originally started over on the Movie Channel, I believe, with this guy, John Bloom. John Bloom was a writer, and he would review drive-ins. So he started doing this show, and they would show these cult movies, and he would talk about them. Kind of like Elvira, sort of. But he's like this kind of redneck trailer park guy. And then eventually, he would use his alias, Joe Bob Briggs. And he would be on, where I first saw him was on Monster Vision on TNT. And I got to meet Joe Bob Briggs on my birthday 2 years ago. And July of 13 at Fatality Fest, where I got to meet the Soska sisters and Andre Albin, Jessica Cameron, a bunch of cool people. But Joe Bob Briggs is awesome because I love Monster Vision because of his wit and how he would say against network television. So anyway, here's a bit of that because I love Joe Bob.
Movie after he came to America in 1968, Hercules in New York, also called Hercules Goes Bananas, in which Arnold co-stars with a really lame nightclub comic and plays Hercules visiting New York against Zeus's wishes. Arnold's English was so bad that they had to dub his voice. Anyway, it should be fun. Right now, though, we're going to watch Halloween 2, which is a pretty good sequel to the film that started it all, John Carpenter's Halloween. The interesting thing about this film is that it takes place the same day as the original Halloween. The original film ends a little before dawn. This one starts out with the paramedics coming to take Jamie Lee Curtis to the hospital and pick up Michael Myers' body, or they think they're going to pick up Michael Myers' body. And this is also one of the best musical scores that John Carpenter ever wrote. That Halloween theme, that is one of the scariest things. John Carpenter wrote, produced, did the music for this one, but he didn't actually direct it. So I don't want to give it away, so I'll just reel off those drive-in totals and we'll get to it. We have 13 dead bodies, one naked breast. I swear we do. Watch for it. Throat slitting, throat stabbing, one motor vehicle chase with explosion, claw hammer to the head, one strangulation, scalding water to the face, knife to the forehead, needle to the ear, exploding stuntman, 4 stars. Check it out. We'll be here continuing to diddle around like we know what we're talking about. Go. You know what they should have? It's Jason and Freddy and Michael Myers all in the same movie, like a tag team match. You know, Halloween the 13th on Elm Street meets Abbott and Costello, something like that, with Richard Roundtree as the police commissioner.
Back to Monster Vision host Joe Bob Briggs and Halloween 2 on TNT.
But yeah, I fucking love Joe Bob Briggs, and I love Monster Vision. And it's a shame it's gone now. And the cool thing about being online is a lot of people are probably doing that stuff now, which is great. The only problem is, and I love that they have review shows like Dr. Wolfula and everybody over at Cinemassacre and... who else am I forgetting? Horror movie review guy, that kind of thing. Those are all awesome. And there's a couple other ones. Blair Bathory, I think. That's, you know, pretty awesome. But the thing about is that a lot of these people that would do a show like this, like My Gal the Zombie, which is another great one, is that they show, what do you call it? Like they show public domain movies, right? So they don't get in trouble because of copyright and all that nonsense. And which is great, except that the thing about having it on network television or a movie channel is that if you already have the rights, you can show Jaws and you can show Halloween and all those, you know, movies. So I always kind of dug that about Monster Vision because it was cult movies. But it wasn't just like public domain, like Night of the Living Dead and that kind of thing. So I always kind of enjoyed, you know, that aspect of it. You know, because the Jaws 2 commentary is fucking hilarious. And I love Jaws 2. But, yeah, hey, fuck it. It's Halloween, right? So, and he literally did, and again, I don't know if it's live television or not. I think he taped it, but he literally did an all-nighter with Friday the 13th on Halloween. And, you know, they didn't have all the movies. He's like, how the hell can you not have all the movies? It's funny. But anyway, I love Joe Bob Briggs, so, and Monster Vision, so. More Halloween awesomeness. Anyway, fuck it, right? Fuck it. You know what I think? I think that you should check out Morbid Movies over in Lake Worth, down in Florida, down South Florida, where I live. For Morbid Movies at Movies of Lake Worth, they just show the original cut of Godzilla, you know, subtitled, black and white, Gorgira. And PalmCon, hung out with them at PalmCon, did an interview. That stuff will be up soon with Morbid Movies, my good friends in Florida Geek Scene. But this month, you know, October, right before Halloween, they're having fucking Reanimator, which is huge, huge, huge movie. And that's awesome. So that's going to be fun. See, what they basically did was they took cult movies and they show them in the theater. So I got to see Evil Dead 2 a while ago, which was awesome. My favorite movie, besides Jaws. In that same summer span, though, I got to see Evil Dead 2 and Jaws. So I'm fucking had a great summer. I think I talked about this last week. But, you know, original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And then November, they're having Return of the Living Dead with Linnea Quigley, which, who's in the movie? Linnea Quigley's awesome. Hung out with Linnea a couple times. Very nice woman. So, anyway, I'm going to go, you know, go to the bathroom, and I'm going to put on music, but I don't know what I'm going to put on. I'm just going to go to the bathroom. So whatever plays, plays, and, you know, that kind of thing. So, I don't know. I'll be back. Going to the bathroom. Okay, so that's awkward. So I come back from the bathroom, and I got old school fucking throwback shit playing. I didn't even know. I mean, I guess it could have been a Paranormal Activity, but whatever. But let's be honest now, shall we? First of all, we love the 80s. Second of all, and as much as I diss this show and joke on it and make fun of it, make fun of myself, let's be clear. I'm probably the coolest fucking radio DJ that's never hit FM, ever. I mean, they'll never fucking hire me, especially if the shit I do. And that's okay, because Podunk Radio is the most badass punk rock station. And I know, this is not an egotistical station by any means. We don't parade around, oh, we're better than this or that. I know that. But it's really a good fucking station. The Metal Zone's really good, too, but fucking Podunk is where it's at. And yeah, this wasn't necessarily punk rock, but it was 80s metal, and that's awesome. But it's true. Like, I play some fun fucking shit, right? You know? And I don't have to worry about some corporate monkey in a goddamn suit sitting behind me going, no, you can't play this. And no, you can't say that. You know, oh, what about our sponsors? We don't have any sponsors. Hey, I don't have any sponsors. Certainly not cold cock suck dick whiskey. Fucking, if I'm going to have a sponsor, it's going to be fucking Crown Royal Maple so I can feel like I'm Canadian and drink awesome shit that tastes like syrup. I'm down for that. No, really. No fucking joke. I'm serious. I like that shit. It's really fucking good. Especially Dr. Pepper. I don't know. What will our sponsors say? We don't have any sponsors. The show doesn't have sponsors. I don't think anybody had the balls to sponsor this fucking show, as fucking stupid as it is. Fuck, I don't know. You're worried about me cussing somebody out one day or something. I don't like the way this bottle looks. Fuck this bottle. Then I'll start going on about how the bottle's racist or something. Who knows? But again, it's Halloween. Have fun. You know? And, come on, it's the fucking 80s. Who doesn't like that? Anyway, here's some more underground music, because we do play a lot of underground. That is not Misfits, believe it or not, although it sounds pretty close to Danzig, but it's not.
going. Half the time, you don't know what this guy's going to do with that one. On track, there are a lot of men who spend a lot of time developing moves and ways of safety. And I find myself being very, very cautious on the highway. I don't have the urge to speed on the highway. People say racing is dangerous, but I'll take my chances on the track any day and on the highway.
Fucking awesome. Say the fucking name. Caverman James Dean, which I love that album. I really do. It's a great album. So, especially with She's a Werewolf. So anyway, Throwback Thursday, of course. This is kind of cool. This was the first horror thing we ever did as Not For Air. Eventually would lead to me and Nicole doing Spooky Empire the first time. And interviewing the cast of Nightmare on Elm Street 4 and many other people, and which was the inspiration to really start Underground Horror Radio with me and Nicole after. So, but this is the first Halloween thing we did. It was Underground Horror Radio. It was episode 9, only 9 episodes in, and it was Nightmare Before and Halloween Horror Nights, and here's a little bit of it. There's the intro. God damn, my old mix. Although this is how I made the intro for the current Underground Horror Radio. Ready?
It's the best time of the year. Say hello.
Yeah!
This is Halloween, pumpkin scream in the middle.
Second take of the Not For Air podcast. We had another one done, but then it's a big help I made, which was awesome. Lukewarm. So next week, probably World of Worlds, because Matt thinks it's a will be for Halloween Horror Nights. For Halloween. So, we're going to Halloween Horror Nights Wednesday. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Man, it's been so long. Ha! Anyway, I think we're over. So we're done. But before I go, I want you to enjoy Horror Is Dead, because it's a great fucking album. It's a great fucking band. Peace. See you next week. Happy Halloween. Hey, if you dug this, you're going to really dig Underground Horror Radio with Nicole this week, because we're going fucking ape shit for Halloween, which I've already talked about. So tune in Saturday night for that shit, and look us up on Podbean. Bye.
Not For Air Underground Radio.